Hi, John, this is Sarah.
Hi. How'd you know it was me?
I came up on the caller ID.
Well, All right. I'll at least make it this time. Anyway, I talked to the spin down program, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said I don't have a spin down. I don't make enough money.
Yeah, it was actually, you beat me to it. I was literally going to call you today to inform you the good news that I just saw that you don't have a spend on anymore, that it got taken away.
Yeah, so. All right, well, mm-hmm. That's good news.
Yeah, that's great news. So now we could just continue clocking in, and we won't have to put any more holds or anything.
So can you catch me up on where we're at as far as hours go for this week, or...
Yeah, sure. One minute while I open up your account. So for the month of March, let's see how many hours we've got. March gives us 77.75.
So explain that to me.
Yeah, so that's what I'm... So we're going to get 77.75. And then we have a schedule that looks like we made 3 days a week a while back, and then we were doing from 12 until 6 p.m. But I want to see if this is going to use all the hours. Let me just, I'm just going to do the calculation. 1 minute.
So today is the 3rd or 4th?
Yeah.
We haven't clocked in at all this month at all. So we have a new 77 hours, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Every month, it just starts over.
Yeah, that's what I think I was explaining to Robert. He didn't realize that every single month, you guys get a new hour, new 77 approximately. Now, it's going to change each month depending on how many days there are. The state gives a little bit. It just differs like by a few hours. But so you have 77.75 hours. That's for the month of March. And now you can use that along the whole month. But we make weekly hours so that it's not just random, and I need to put a schedule in. So that's why I have a schedule in here. But since you didn't clock in at all, now we can make up those days if you want to do more days towards the end of the week or do over the weekend sometime. That also works.
Well, we get 18 hours in this week. Today's, I'm fixing the clock in now.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And yeah, we'll get 18 hours in this week. So basically it's 18 hours a week.
It's a little less than 18 hours. It's
17 something.
17 and a half about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 17 and a half.
Something else I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When I was talking to Becky.
Yeah.
She was saying that Robert was supposed to get a raise to $15 an hour. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so that's when she probably was talking about they thought that there was a rate, the minimum wage went up, but it only applies to big corporations. It doesn't apply to home care agencies.
So do, you know, I know you talked to Robert. I mean, he's hard to talk to because you got to talk to him the way that he wants to be talked to, you know, mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to communicate with him. But what I was going to ask was, what about cost of living? Raises or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. So I can see what I could do if he wants to give me a call and explain the situation. I can ask my supervisor, since, again, you were told you were going to get a raise. I could see if I could get him like somewhere in the middle of there, like not 15, but maybe I can meet. We could meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. That'd be fine. I'll have him call you and you does he have this number here?
Yeah, he should. I've spoken with him before.
Your direct number?
Yeah. Do you have my direct line?
It's what? 314-501-2522. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, that's the line you could call me at. You should call this number, not the other line. The other line was where you used to speak to Becky. She does with
yes.
Take. Like, she'll deal with you before you actually start. Once you start and you're with us, then you should always call me.
Okay. Well, I'll call him now and tell him we're clocking in, and I'll have him call you.
Okay, amazing. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.